Hi, Andy and Sasha. It's Kat here from Benefos Mavericks. I've got some really exciting news to tell you. Tonight, we are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis to join our squad this season.
Frankie from Storm.
Ex-Storm last year, yes. Long chats with Frankie over summer, just about the opportunities that we could offer her within Mavericks. And she's got her last year at Bath University this year, so there is a little bit of commuting, etc. involved, but really excited to have her on board with us and as part of our squad.
It's always going to be tricky when a player moves squads, but I suppose with Frankie as well, you've known how she got on last season, you keep an eye on players, and what's she going to bring to Mavs?
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to work with Frankie at Netball Europe with England last year as well, with the under-21s. Yeah, Frankie and I go back quite a long way. I know what she's capable of. I know what she can deliver. And she has got a bright future. I'm excited about what she can bring to the party this year. So, yeah, really excited to have her on board.
And what can you tell us about Alice?
Alice Travis. Those in the north might recognise her name more than those in the south, but she was a Manchester Thunder player for years and years. Came through the ranks, played England A for a few years. Took a couple of years out and is now moved down south in a teaching role. And again, I heard that she was down south and I was really keen to speak to her and to get her on board with Maverick. She's a phenomenal player and a really exciting talent. She's very young still and she's got a very bright future ahead of her. So, yeah, really excited to snap her up and get her on board.
Are you happy with how things are shaping up?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. It's really exciting. I think we've got two more announcements to make and then we're done. Done and dusted for the season with our 15 out there, and we've got six training partners as well. So it's a great squad that I'm working with, and Kamir and I are really excited to just get them going and get started in the season, really. A few more months to wait then. But yeah, our first game was against Dragons, and we're looking forward to taking the squad over to Wales and taking them on in their home venue and seeing what the squad can do.
What do you make of that first fixture and being away to Dragons? Would you rather home game?
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, home matches are phenomenal. And I think we're lucky in a lot of respects in the fact that we've got some fantastic fans that will probably come over to Wales and watch us play, etc. But, you know, having the home venue and the home fans are fantastic. It is a slightly daunting prospect sometimes with the Dragon fans and being in Wales, etc. But, you know, it's fantastic. And the girls are professionals and we're just excited to get out there and see what the squad can do. So I'm sure there will be nerves and there'll be a few, I think, embedding in for all of the squad, really, just to find each other and just to make sure that we've got the connections. But that's what pre-season's all about, and the friendlies that we've got are all about as well. So hopefully we can get all that sorted and hit the ground running.
And the fixtures have been quite kind to you in a way, because following that, it's Storm the week after at the Sports Village.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so don't have to wait too long for our first home game, which is really exciting. We haven't got a great end of the season for Mavericks, but, you know, that's the way that it's dealt and the cards are dealt, unfortunately. So the beginning is a lot more favourable to the end of it. Hopefully by that stage we would have been fully embedded in and we'll be good to go and finish off the season in style. But I'm excited. Last two announcements to make, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and then we're done and dusted and can move on.
Picking out a few of the other dates, I mean, we see Wasps on the 26th of Feb, but that's going to be at the Uni of Essex. What's the thinking behind that? Just a bigger venue?
Yeah, it's a brand new facility at the University of Essex. We're really excited to get in there as well. It's a brand new court that's being built and it will be finished, I believe, in December, January kind of time. So, yeah, I think the capacity there is about 1,800, which is fantastic for us to be playing in, you know, more regularly this season as opposed to our home venue. Hopefully we can get a few more home fans to come over and support us along the way.
It's nice to see as well, you'll be playing Lightning at the arena and obviously back at the Copper Box for a game v Bath.
Yeah, I think it will be, it's the Battle of the Box, definitely, but it will be the Battle of the Corbins as well, which should be exciting. So, I'm really excited to play back at the Copper Box, but I think all of the venues, there's some really formidable venues there that we're playing in this season, and just excited to get the squad out. And as I say, they're all professional and they're all looking forward to getting out into the big crowds and making sure that they're putting on the spectacular event that we want to see from Benicos Mavericks.
And the season's a fair way away, but it's really nice to see that Mavs are obviously given their blessing to Sophie DL on her move?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Sophie did brilliantly for us last year, and I say it with a little bit of a lump in my throat. You know, it's sad to see her go this season. She's a very, very intelligent player and a very bright young lady, and she's gone off to do her studies at Bath, which, you know, I'm not going to hold a player back from doing their studies and fulfilling their ambitions with their life. So yeah, you know, it's obviously sad to see her go, but I'm excited for her future, and I'm sure, well, we definitely will keep in touch anyway.
And when do we find out about your news and clan coach of the year, of the regional, whatever it's called?
I believe that's in December, but I think there's a very rare chance of that happening. So it's nice to be nominated. And yeah, I think that's as far as it will go. But there we are.